Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Well, Holy Spirit, I just ask this morning that you would lead me and that you would lead us through your word. I ask, God, that you would strengthen us and cause us to be immovable objects, that we would be steadfast in standing with you and proclaiming you and living in your truth and living in your word. Lord, I ask that by the end of this day that there would be not one person in this room that would feel insignificant, unimportant, but they would realize how important they are to you and how much you love them, how much you need them to be a rock in your family, to be one who says yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bibles, why don't you go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians 15, and verse 58 is going to be a focus this morning. And I'm just going to have a little time. We're going to eat together afterwards. We've got some food plans so we can get to know each other a little bit better. Some of you are visiting. Some of you have been here for a while. Some of you just came back, and it's great. I want to talk about what does it mean to be a rock. And I want you to look at this scripture because in verse 58, it says, this is Paul speaking to the church, and he's saying this to them, and he's saying this to us. He says, therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. And I want you to look at that word, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable. God desires each and every one of you, and myself included, to be steadfast, to be rocks, to be solid in our walk with God. That's what he's asking of us. And we need to ask ourselves that question, what does it really mean to be steadfast? Have you looked at someone in your life or someone that you may know? I know that there's folks in here that I look at, and I know some are struggling, but I know a lot of you have been steadfast in your walk. But have you really thought about what does it mean to be a steadfast man or woman of God? What does that look like to you? Who comes to your mind when you think about that? Because it's something we should think about every once in a while. Now, of course, immediately when I started writing this down, I went to Jerry and Ethel Reeder. And I started thinking, man, they are steadfast. They are rocks, you know, from the missionary years, Jerry's airplane stories and crashing planes and how God got him out of. I mean, they're still, Jerry right now is in somewhere in Nepal ministering the gospel. He's 78. He's the Indiana Jones of Christianity. He's amazing. He's kind of my hero. I say it all the time, man, if I could, you know, just hang in there as long as Jerry and keep doing it as long as Jerry. That's a rock. That's a steadfast person. That's a person that he's made mistakes, but he keeps saying yes. He's allowed God in his early 70s. He was allowing God to keep healing him. He was going through counseling and healing in his early 70s. So it doesn't matter where we're at on the scale of age. God is always wanting us to change and to draw near to him and be more steadfast in him. So when I say that, what does it mean to be steadfast? That's a pretty strong statement for people to think about. And especially about yourself. What does that look like to you? I want you to think about it. I want you to ask yourself the question this morning. Are you steadfast? Are you a rock that you can say, I'm a rock in God's family? And this is not to bring any condemnation, but encouragement, because I want you all to know how important you are to God and how important you are and how you fit together in the body of Christ. I want to encourage you that way. Paul says, therefore, be steadfast. I want to look at the word steadfast, and I'm going to bring it up to you here and share a few different meanings of this word. Because even on Palm Sunday, Jesus coming in for that last week before he's crucified, he was steadfast. He was immovable. He questioned things, but he knew that he had to walk it out and continue. I want you to be steadfast. The Word wants us to be a rock. So the word steadfast, this is what it means in the Greek. I'm not going to pronounce it. I'd probably pronounce it wrong. And you probably won't remember it if I even said it. But the Greek word, the definition for steadfast when Paul is speaking is this. Number one, it means to be stationary. Something that sits in one place for a long, long, long time. To be steadfast means you're going to stay in that one place that God has called you to and to walk it out. You're steadfast. It also describes something, another meaning for that Greek word, is it describes something that is firm and something that is steady. That word was also used when they built foundations and support structures for building. Are you a support structure in the family of God? Do you consider yourself a support structure? This word also, steadfast, portrays this. Something that is strong, and I like this, unbendable. A strong column that holds up a roof. Paul urges us to be steadfast. And basically he's calling us, and the word is calling us to be reliable. That's another meaning for that word, reliable. Several years back, I had a dream. And this dream, I had it once. I thought, okay, I'll remember it. I had it the second time. Okay, I'll remember it. I had it the third time. I had the same dream three times in a row. And the third time, I knew the Lord was saying, you write this down. And I got it. And I wrote it down. And it was so simple, but it's been something that I've carried. And it was, the Lord was saying, and this dream was powerful, if you'll be flexible, if you'll be accountable, if you'll be reliable, you will go far in the kingdom of God. There was an acronym, FAR, F-A-R. Flexible, accountable, and reliable, you will go far in the kingdom of God. And there's that reliable again that hit me. Are you reliable? We really need to examine ourselves from time to time and ask the question, are we? Are we reliable? We'll go far in the kingdom. Or are we shaky? Are we undependable? Are we dependable or undependable? We should be stationary. Staying in that place where God is moving. He's moving in the place where we say yes and we're steadfast. And moving forward in what he has. One of the things I wanted to share with you, because I believe in the days of going forward, is that we are not to be people that can be shaken easily. And when you're steadfast in the ways of God, in the ways of the Word, in the ways that God's calling you, when you're steadfast in those areas, you will not be shaken easily. You won't be. You'll be a rock. God's calling us to be rocks in His family. You know, that we would lean upon Him, and that somebody that isn't where we are can lean on us as we lean on Jesus, and we point them to Jesus so that they can eventually lean on Jesus for themselves. It's not that we want people to lean on us. We want to get them before Him so that they can lean upon Him, they can trust Him. But in the meantime, many of us need to be rocks that people can lean upon for a season until they can grab hold of the things of the Lord and their calling. So we're on this journey of becoming rocks in this place, and it's challenging. God wants us to be pillars in His foundation. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be pillars like these pillars. If you take them out, this roof could probably fall. But these pillars are here holding something up. He wants us to be pillars in His house, in the house of prayer, in the house of the Lord. So that Greek word, when I talked about being reliable and flexible, if you take that Greek word, steadfast, and you interpret it this way, when Paul's crying out and he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, Therefore, brethren, be reliable, be dependable. Here's a big one. Not easily excited or shaken or affected by the things around you going up and down. So let me say that again. Brethren, be reliable, dependable, and not easily excited. This was something that I had to get a hold of because I'm easily excited about what God's doing. Yes, let's do it. And then boom, I'm down. You know, God's taken me through that where now I feel like I'm walking a little bit more level in the things that God has. And I know that in his timing, he's going to bring it to pass. But are you easily excited and then you fall short? God wants you to be steadfast. He wants you to be just a smooth, steadfast walk in him. So I'm here to challenge you this morning, hopefully by him, and that you would be not just easily excited, but you become a steadfast individual. A pillar is essential. We all need to be that support to each other. Have you ever noticed that when somebody is a real pillar and something happens or they go home to be with the Lord, a lot of times, you know, things can collapse around you for a while or for a season. I remember my grandmother being a real pillar in our family, and she lived to be 99. And when she went to be with the Lord, it just seemed like the family just never was around anymore. That pillar held us together. All of us are called to be pillars. When God gives you, when God tells you about in his word to be steadfast, again, he's calling you to be a rock, a firm foundation, founded upon him. One who hopes and helps and believes and holds things together for the body of Christ. Dependable. He wants you to be dependable. And you know, if you're feeling a little conviction this morning, that's okay, because all we sang about was his love and how much he loves us. And his love will help us to work through those areas in our life so that we would be dependable and not undependable. We can lean on him. God's word will never fail you. Did we sing not this morning that his ways are good? Okay, his ways are good. His ways are good. His ways are good. We must be confident. And here's the thing. We must be confident that he hears our voice. He hears you. He hears you. He moves. That song, he moves at the sound of my voice. He doesn't hear me because I'm up here preaching. He doesn't hear me because he doesn't hear Michael because he's a musician and he sings. He hears the still small voice in me when I cry out to him, no matter who we are. And that's one thing we have to get away from. It's not just certain people. We all in this room can hear his voice today. He loves to hear your voice, and he wants to hear your voice. And he wants to help you to be steadfast and dependable, a rock, solid in your ways and with the ways of God. That's what he wants for you. He just loves us. He moves at the sound of my voice. I love that. Maybe not that one, but he moves at some of them. You see, when events happen, and when things begin to change and things begin to shift and shaking begins to come more than we've ever seen before, that's my point this morning. Will you be steadfast? Will you be ready? Or will you be shaken up? Will you be easily excited? Will you be affected and will you run? Or will you stand firm in your faith and in the love of Jesus, anchored in his love? So today was kind of like a challenge for you and for me. To be honest with yourself this morning, because God's raising up an army all over the earth, and he's raising up a body that's going to fit together and be unified, and we're all going to advance the kingdom in these days and the days ahead. But he wants you to think about where you're at. He wants me to think about where I'm at. Am I a rock? Can I examine myself? Am I really going to be honest with myself? Can I judge myself and say, okay, what areas do I need to change and grow in? That's huge in your life as a father, as a husband, as a mother, as a wife, as a sister. It's huge. that you can be someone that people can come to and not hear gossip, not hear complaining, not hear the pointing of the finger, but hear the words of Jesus and the love of Jesus. To begin to experience that no matter where you're at. Can the people in your workplace count on you to be a rock? Think about it. Or do they think you're a wishy-washy Christian? God can turn that around, and all you have to do is ask Him, and He will help you do that. I believe that. Do you see yourself as sturdy, steady, and reliable? The point today at the end of this message was to not view yourself as small, insignificant, or unimportant, but to view yourself how He views you. And my plea to you this morning is that God needs you. He desires to have fellowship with you, and He needs you. My plea to you this morning is that other people need you. Your children need to see you standing firm in faith, that you're a pillar, a rock. Today's that day that you realize God has a plan, even more so than I thought. And I just need to stay steadfast with the plan. I need to be a foundation person in the body of Christ. I need to be part of the rock in His family. And I spoke a long time ago about being anchored in love. And that's how you get there, being anchored in the love of God. Living for Him, loving Him, and loving others. That's what He's called us to do. He is, and I hope you agree with this one, He is our future. And He also is our past, because He's forgiven us of everything. He's our future. And that's how we need to live our lives. If you're thinking differently than that this morning, and you're thinking I'm just blowing smoke up here, you need to change your thinking. Because I'm not blowing smoke. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm telling myself the truth. Because Paul said, be steadfast. Be immovable. Be dependable. Be reliable. Don't be wishy-washy in your day-to-day life. Live for the King and His glory. Instead of thinking you're insignificant or unimportant, start focusing on how important you are to God and how you're a part of God's plan. Every day you can become that, becoming steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, the Scripture says. That's what He has for you, and that's what He has for me. I love you guys. Now I want you to stand. We might get out of here before supper's ready. I want to say this prayer, and then we're going to take up the offering. But I want to say this prayer right now. And I also want to pray for you, Joy. I know you're going to work down in Tennessee. Poor guy down there. But we're going to pray for you, too, this morning, okay? Because this is your last Sunday here for a while. And Otis and Sandra have been gone up in, I think, New York, and they're working there, and they'll be back. So we need to pray for them. But here's the focus of this morning. I'm going to share a prayer. And as I share this prayer, I want you to think about it. This is before the offering, okay? I want you just to think about it. So let's just get into a spirit of prayer right now. Holy Spirit, just come. May we take this moment as just a moment before You, and a serious, sobering moment about how we live before You. Lord, we're asking that You would help us this morning to make changes in our life. That we would be a people that others could depend upon. Individual that others can depend upon. Right now we're asking. And we come before You knowing that you hear all things. And we ask that you would forgive us, that you would forgive me for the instability in my life at times. Make us the rocks that we need to be, the steadfast men and women of God. Help to let me know and all of us know that when we're weak, that we can become strong in you because we lean into you. We know that you hear our prayer even now, even if it isn't being spoken. And we ask, Lord, help us. We want to be a rock for you. And as we're praying, just ask him, tell him, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to change, God. I want to be accountable and reliable so that others can lean on us, lean on me, as I lean on you and point them to you, God. So, Lord, here's the hard one. We ask that whatever is necessary to make us strong and to be reliable, steadfast men and women of God, please do that special work in our hearts today. Please do that special work in our hearts today. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Holy Spirit, move in this room. Affirm those that are here that are making adjustments. Strengthen those that have been standing. Let none of them think that, view themselves as something small, but that we're great in the kingdom, we're great in you, that we're not insignificant or unimportant, but that you need us, God. And that even today, others are depending on us to be a rock. Completely devoted to you, Jesus. Thank you for these men and women that are in this place, young and old. We ask that you would help us all to become living rocks for you, God. For your body of believers, pillars that are immovable, that won't be easily excited or brought down, but will be steadfast in our walk. Now may lightning strikes of revelation hit us throughout the day and the days to come. And thank you for doing what you did for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.